Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm super excited to be back with you tonight. I have a lot of fun things to talk about, and so let's go ahead and get started. Just in case there are people listening, maybe live, that don't want to really call in, but you want to interact and ask questions, but you don't want to be heard on the show, if you go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/WhitneyLadd, you will find the link to listen live. And so if you have a question or a comment, you can comment there, and I will check that periodically. And that way you can interact with me that way too if you want. So tonight we're talking about levels of consciousness, energetic vibration, and how that really relates to your daily life, because it takes, there's, you know, two parts to transforming your life. So you have the spiritual side and, you know, the energetic side, and then you also have the physical side. So a lot of times there's a disconnect because people want to be spiritual, but they don't know how to bring that into their daily life and their physical existence. And vice versa, like people have a lot going on physically and in their lives, and they're not really sure how to bring the spiritual into it. So where this really came from, I was meditating one morning and just opening up and, you know, just being very open to receiving information. And I didn't actually ask the question. I just started getting a lot of information and bits and pieces, and I do work with Oracle cards, and so I was using those, and this whole just layout just kind of came out of that, and a lot of really, really cool information. And so that's where the session, and I've had this information for several years now. I've held on to it and never really shared it until. And as I started to transform and learn more and dig deeper and read more, discover other people out there, I really found that it's got to be universally true, because there's a lot of other people that picked up in the collective consciousness the same information, but I had not previously known about the information. So that's a really cool thing. It's a lot of validation too, because you know, it's other people getting the same information that I'm getting in a very similar way that is then, you know, not necessarily collaborated, but, you know, they definitely are similar in information. And so it's very, it's just a confirmation for me. And so what I want to do is start at the lowest level of energy vibrations, and where you kind of, some people start. Now, some people might naturally be in a higher state, and that's awesome. But if not, and you're in a lower state, you know, you can use this kind of as a roadmap on how to progress and how to, you know, climb the ladder to raising your consciousness, being more aware, and raising your vibrations and energy level. And maybe I should mention the point. What's the whole point, right? So, it's why are we here? What are we here for? What's the purpose? It's putting all that together, and raising your consciousness is one of the best ways to have a really fulfilling life. So, you know, it's just being aware, being conscious, being in touch spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. It allows you to be who you really are without having to cover up and pretend to be something that you're not, or feel like you're living a lie, or feel like you're not really being your true self. So if you're experiencing any of that, you're probably in the lower levels. So at the bottom, you're kind of in what I'm going to call a survival mode. And so basically what that is you're either in a light or dark state, but you just go through daily life. You just kind of go through the motions. You know, you're working for the weekend, or you're just working for that next vacation. And you just go through the motions and, you know, you look back and you're like, wow, 5, 10 years of my life are gone. And what have I done? What have I accomplished? You know, do I feel fulfilled? Have I had meaningful experiences? Do I have meaningful relationships in my life? So a lot of people get stuck in that. They don't really pay attention to their daily life. And part of being conscious is being open and aware in every moment and appreciating every moment. And yes, you're planning ahead, but you're not really stuck in the past and you're not really stuck in the future. It's just being very present in the now and appreciating the now. And so that's the lowest level. It's kind of, it's just survival mode. And that can have a light aspect or a dark aspect. You have people that are very depressed. They're going through the motions. They can never rise above. I mean, and typically these are the people that you see that are always have something wrong happening, always have something bad going on in their lives. It's just one thing after another. For them, their mantra is when it rains, it pours. And for them, apparently it's always pouring. You know, they go to work, they pay their bills, but they never have enough money. They always have something to complain about. They always have some kind of trauma. They have relationship issues. You know, they don't have the relationship that they really would love to have with their children and their family. Maybe they don't have, you know, it's just a lot of things like that, basically. And so that's just like going through daily life, just going through the motions. And you can have the darker aspect of it, and you have a lighter aspect of it, because there are some people that are just easygoing. They go through the same motions. They just have a better attitude about it, but they're still not necessarily conscious. So, you know, there's both sides. Or maybe they flip-flop between being okay some days and, you know, not being okay other days, but they're still just asking why. Why is it that you have to just keep working and making money and you never have enough, and, you know, or, you know, you're working towards these goals and you accomplish the goals and then something happens and sets you back. And, you know, that's a very like lower levels. And it's really not a very fun place to be. That's just the reality about it. And that's where a lot of people, live their day-to-day lives is in the survival mode. Okay. So then a step back from that as being a little more emotionally conscious. So, you know, you have connections with people. You are more concerned about maybe, you know, world issues, having compassion for people. Because if you notice the people that are a step down, they really only care about themselves. They don't have compassion for, you know, people and their problems. They don't have compassion for, you know, homeless people or, you know, disabled veterans or, you know, anything. They just don't have compassion, you know. So a step up from that is being emotionally more conscious. And so you have compassion. You know, you are aware. And you do things more out of a sense of duty. So it's not such a dark place. It's more of feeling empowered by doing what you're doing. So, for example, you might have a parent that goes through the motions and they do it out of duty because they do it because they feel like, you know, it's their responsibility and they're going to take care and provide for their families. And they're going to make sure that no matter what, that, you know, their kids have what they need, that they're able to eat, they're able to go to good schools. They're able to participate in, you know, things they want to participate in. And so you have some people that get caught up in the duty aspect. It's their duty to do it. It's their responsibility. And so sometimes that creates issues too, because then they're working all the time and, you know, they're doing it from the place of, you know, they do it from a place of love, but they're not doing it from a place of consciousness. And a lot of times at this state, you're still not very happy. You're not depressed. You're not really low, maybe sometimes, but you're not exactly thrilled about your everyday life, and you're not, you know, excited to go to work or, you know, look forward to things or things like that. So again, there's the spiritual side and the physical side. So the spiritual side, again, the lowest level was like the light or dark. And yes, there is a dark side to the spiritual, because you can slip into those darker places of depression and being very melancholy and shame and guilt, you know, things like that. You know, it's a type of spiritual state. There are emotions, but it's also because you're not really conscious and in touch with your spirituality to be able to discard those things much more easily. So, and then the physical side was the daily life, of course. And so then the next step up we talked about was having the compassion, being emotional. That's the spiritual side. And then the physical side was the having the duty, you know, the feeling like it's your responsibility. And so if you're in any of those places, that's still in this, what I consider the survival mode. And so what you want to do from there is take a step up. And so the next step up is actually the journey that life is, and actually being open to and realizing that all of life is a journey. And so, you know, you want to be conscious of the fact that it's a path that you walk. And so don't get lost in the day to day. Don't just go on autopilot. Really appreciate every moment and every day that you get. And so that's a step up. So that's a step above survival mode, because you're starting to realize maybe I have a purpose. Maybe there is a rhyme and reason to me being here on the planet right now at this point in time in history. You know, that's a step up in consciousness, and it just takes you out of the survival mode. And so from there, if you can start to think maybe there's more, you know, then we branch off into, again, the spiritual and the physical. And so from there, you start to go into what I consider the awakened state. So you're starting to awaken to consciousness and to possibilities and, you know, what you can do to make a difference. And so you get to the spiritual side would be finding inspiration, having inspiration come to you and really start to feel that calling and that yearning inside your soul that says, hey, there's something more. So that's the spiritual side of it. The physical side of that is you start to get more energy and you start to build a momentum that, you know, you want to keep going, you want to keep searching, you want to keep looking for that inspiration. So then you have the energy on the physical level to start matching the vibrational level of on the spiritual side, that is the inspiration and becoming awakened. And so to take a step up from that, your next point would be on the spiritual side would be making a connection and realizing that you are connected to source, to God, to spirit, you know, whatever your belief system is, you know, making that connection. And so the spiritual aspect is, you know, just letting go, trying it. And then on the physical side is the self-love, meditation, spiritual practices, really starting to love and care for yourself and seeing yourself as important. Because when you can start to, you know, see yourself as important, it makes all of the daily life and the stuff that, you know, was going on in your day-to-day life in the survival mode seem that much more purposeful and gives it so much more meaning when you start to love yourself and then spread your love out to others. So again, the physical side is the self-love, the meditation, having the energy, and the spiritual side is, you know, having the inspiration, having that call and that yearn and that pull in your soul that there's something more, and then actually making that connection. So that's the next step up. And so from there, you still travel up in the awakened state, and you actually start to go through what I consider a passage of and a gaining of knowledge. And so what happens is on a spiritual level, you start to get information. Your intuition taps, you tap into your intuition, it gets stronger, it gets louder, because you've allowed yourself to open up, you've allowed your soul to open up, and your consciousness is awakening. So, you know, you begin to go through a transformation, and it happens on your mind, you know, on your thought process, how you're thinking, on what your judgments are, on what your beliefs are, you know, what your judgments are and your stories, and removing all that. So that starts to take the place, and that's all on the spiritual side. And this is really actually just the middle. This is just like the middle. This is finally coming, you know, taking a step a little bit further out of the awakened state and into the next level, is at this point that you start to work on, you know, those mental pieces and then the emotional pieces, taking responsibility for your emotions, being in control of your emotions, and allowing yourself to feel the emotions, as well as you're continuing to make your connections and you're following that pull inside your soul. You have the energy still, you're following your self-love, and you make your self-love an actual and a daily ritual. So then you start to combine your physical and your spiritual in that way. You have your daily self-love rituals, whether that be, you know, meditating in the morning, journaling, eating good and healthy foods, starting to actually care about and take care of your body, realizing how important of a vessel it actually is, moving the body, you know, your daily routine to take care of your skin, to take care of your body, you know, good hygiene. All of that starts to play a really big role and helps you show up more and helps you show up more fully in the world. So then on the physical side, you start to become a giver and a receiver, because you can't just give without receiving, even though you may want to, because you're so lit up inside and you're transforming and you're changing and your outlook is just becoming, you know, so light and so positive and optimistic, you know, that you want to just give. But you also have to be open to receiving, because that's part of it. And, you know, one of the big lessons that you can teach other people how to give is by receiving. So you have to be a receiver to teach other people how to give. And so, you know, that starts to bring in on the physical side. And so then your next step up from there, because that's really where it all starts to come together. So from there, you actually move into more of a conscious state of being. And so on the spiritual side, you actually start to develop your faith and your trust and your knowing, to where you don't have to question, you don't have to wonder, you don't have to doubt, because you have a knowing and a faith inside of you. And so that starts to develop as you, again, as you're going through the process and you're transforming, you eventually come out the other end where you're just there. You are more than connected. You have a strong knowing. And so that's the spiritual side. And on the physical side, you start to have more courage and you start to have more willpower. And so you're willing to do the things that you're being led to do. You have the courage to push past the fear and do things out of your norm to really start to create really big changes in your life. You know, if you're dreaming about having a great job or having the family that you want or having the partner that you want or the cars or the house or the career or whatever it is that you're wanting in life, you know, if you're wanting all that stuff but you don't have the courage and the willpower to do something different, to step out, to make a change, it's never going to happen, because that stuff's not just going to drop in your lap. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but it's just not going to happen. You're not just going to wake up magically one day and everything's going to be, you know, perfect just the way you want it. Again, it's realizing that life is truly a journey, and to get there, you have to, you know, keep taking step after step after step, but you have to be willing to do something different. And so at this point, you not only have, and you're in a conscious state, you not only have the knowing to know that you can do it and the faith to know that you're fully backed by and supported by Source, the universe, spirit, God, Goddess, Buddha, whoever. You know, you have the spiritual side there. So now you're starting to bring the physical piece into it too, to actually take action and to do something and creating that strong willpower. Willpower, yes, it will only take you so far. However, if you combine that with your self-love, your daily practices, your giving and receiving, you know, if you stay high vibe because you're traveling up this, you know, this vibrational scale. So if you continue to do things that are going to help you continue to get high vibrational, you're going to continue to have the courage and the passion and the drive to keep going, to keep pushing. And, you know, think about the people in the world who you look up to, or, you know, who have done something really, really great in the world. You know, they always, you know, they had to at some point, they all had to take that step, and they had to have the courage to go after what they want. They didn't just sit on the sidelines and get stuck in survival mode, and they stuck in just going through the motions of daily life. And so it really does, it does make a difference when you can bring it all together and raise your consciousness. Okay, so from there, you really start to tap into the life force and the creator within you. And it's, you start to open up and you see all the possibilities that you never saw before. They were always there. You can see that once you reach this point of consciousness. You can see that they were always there. You just couldn't see them before because you were stuck in survival mode instead of being awakened and conscious and moving towards enlightened. So at this point, everything comes together. So your actions that you're being able to take because you have the courage and the faith now come together, and you start to see really amazing things start to shift and take place in your life. And so again, on the spiritual side, you have the passion and you have the spirit that are just lighting you up. And again, you don't just drop, you don't reach consciousness, you don't reach enlightenment and drop all the things that you learned climbing up the ladder. You still have to keep yourself inspired, you know, focus on that connection that you have with source through meditation. You know, you have to still focus on your body temple, and you have to focus on keeping yourself healthy and fit and taken care of. You know, it all comes together. You can't just stop taking action. You know, you never do just reach an end. It's building blocks, and you continue to use all those building blocks, and that's what lifts you up and raises the vibration and takes you up those levels of consciousness. And so, again, once you reach that where things really start to take off in your life and you see that you really are the creator of your life and that you're filled with this life force energy, you know, you have on the spiritual side the passion, the spirit, but also on the physical side, you have the earthing and the grounding and the ability to make a difference and really give back in the world in a bigger way and, you know, appreciate the earth and appreciate your body and appreciate making connections with people. That's what really keeps you grounded and centered while you're on this conscious high and being really high vibe. It keeps you grounded. You know, your family would help keep you grounded, but while you're raising your vibrational level, you're bringing everybody around you up as well. And that's why they say, you know, if you're wanting to change your life and raise up, you have to, you know, surround yourself with people that are vibrating at a higher level than you, and they will help pull you up. It is true. So as you're being pulled up, you're going to pull the other people that are not as high as you up with you. And so, you know, this doesn't just transform your life. It can transform the lives of those around you and help them to become more conscious, awakened, and eventually enlightened. And so enlightenment, of course, is the highest level that anybody can obtain. It is what people strive for. It's, you know, it's what Buddha accomplished. It's what Jesus Christ accomplished, was pure enlightenment. Okay, so enlightenment is actually being fully at one with source and seeing that you're truly connected and you're just at unity and one with all of the world and all of the people in it and everything that exists. You realize that all of it's just energy. Again, we know this from, you know, the particles, the molecules, and the energies vibrating and they, you know, form all the stuff you see, right? So you start to see everything at that level. And that really changes things because you don't just see people anymore. You see souls and you see a piece of you. You see a piece of source because you are a piece of source and they are a piece of source. ultimately you're seeing you in other people in the world. And so that's a complete shift. And that's what made Jesus so, just obviously the wonderful example of what a human being can accomplish. He had pure compassion. He had pure, non-judgment of people, because he knew that, do unto me, he truly was, because he knew that when he saw the sick, that it was really a piece of him. When he saw people who were judging other people, he knew they were all just judging each other. They were all just judging themselves, ultimately. And so, taking it to that level and really opening up to that possibility and that level of consciousness is very hard to, I wouldn't say it hard to get there. It's a process. It's a journey. I can't say that I'm there. I know that it's a possibility. I know that it exists, but I still struggle every day. I still, have random judgments about people, and it's a process to find those thoughts, cut them off, and know, there's something better. I mean, especially you think with, when people have road rage, or, somebody cut you off in traffic, or you're trying to pass somebody and they don't want to let you over, all that stuff. If you were to think, okay, that's a piece of me, that's me there, you start to people take things so personal, you can start to take that out of it, because really it is personal. It's you doing it to yourself. You're not wanting to let somebody over in traffic. It's just you not letting yourself over. You're eventually going to get your payback for that, and it's going to create more frustration. So when you start to interact with people in the world coming from a place of this is me doing these things to myself, you'll start to shift how you think about people and how you interact with the world in general, because you'll realize that all the connections that are made, and that's just that truly that highest point. And so on the spiritual side of this, you have the pure wisdom and the knowledge. You have that consciousness. You have the connection. You have the intuition. You have all the answers to everything that you ever need to know, because you can tap into source. You can tap into the universal consciousness. You can tap into whatever you need and pull that information to you, or it will be provided to you. So that's the spiritual side. And then on the physical side, you start to actually see the blessings come into your life. And you can also see where you can be the blessing for others, but also provide the blessing for others. That's the physical side. That's where that piece comes in. And, you have also the masculine and the feminine side, because you have to have the combination. Nothing on this world could exist without both sides, the masculine and the feminine. So, it's so many people don't believe in a goddess figure, but I think if you go back in history, you'll see where a goddess figure actually is, especially even in Christianity. You have side of the giving and the blessing, and then you have the male side, of the wisdom and the knowledge. And so really incorporating all of that and putting it into action every single day, coming from that enlightened state, that's where it all comes together. So I am out of time. So if you want to know more, check out my Facebook page. I'll add some more. Join my Facebook group. You can find the link there. I'll put some more information there. And I would love to answer any questions you may have there. So please feel free to go there and help that. I'll be glad to help you. Also, check out my website, WhitneyLadd.com, and I'm out of time. So I hope that all of you have a wonderful week. I will see you next week. Please feel free to send me your questions, comments, anything. I would love to hear from you. You can check out how you can work with me personally on my website. You can find all that information there. I would love to work with you one-on-one and help you create the life that you really want to live, happy and free. So until next week, have a wonderful week. Love and blessings, guys.